And we're following events out of Thousand Oaks, California today. 12 people killed at the Borderline Bar and Grill last night. One of them, first responder, Sergeant Ron Helas. Congresswoman Julia Brownlee joins us now. She represents Thousand Oaks. And Congresswoman Brownlee, we just watched a procession. It seemed a mile long of officers accompanying the body of Sergeant Helas. The roads closed. It seemed like the entire area came to a standstill.
It did. I was present for it. And there were many, many, many community members on the roads and over on the overpasses. It was a very solemn moment, without question. This is the sergeant was many, many years with the Ventura County Sheriff and beloved by his colleagues and very close to retirement. And it's just a very, very solemn and sad day here in Thousand Oaks.
We saw firemen standing on their trucks on overpasses. As you said, people where they're not normally standing, you know, on the banks of a freeway. Really quite something. And then talk about your sheriff, Jeff Dean, who is retiring tomorrow, who's been struggling to communicate to the world about this.
Yeah, Jeff was very, very close to the sergeant. And a couple of times I've spoken to him this morning, it's very difficult for him to talk about it. He knew him very well. He knew his wife very well. He knew his son. They had served many, 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 many years together. And I think for the whole force, it's a very sad moment, but it's incredible to see them come to action and do their jobs. And they are doing an extraordinary job at the moment.
And then, of course, 11 other victims, and many of them we know are going to turn out to be young because it was college country night. Look, this is a beautiful area. A small Thousand Oaks, a town where people know each other, also known as being a conservative area. You're a Democrat who has pushed for gun control. It's very early yet. People are asking questions about how the alleged shooter had a gun and an extended fire magazine. What are you thinking when something like this happens in your backyard?
It's shocking, and all of our hearts are broken at the moment. And I think for me at the moment, I want to focus on determining exactly what happened here and to be here for all of the families that have been affected by this tragedy. And, you know, talking about policy comes next, but not today. Yeah. Today it's focused on this tragedy and the families who are impacted and a community that is truly heartbroken.
Yeah. We're also hearing from Sheriff Dean that this shooter shot security guards outside and inside the bar. So that's raising a lot of questions for people. You know, how do you protect what's called soft targets, you know, a synagogue, a yoga studio, a bar? Is that something you'll be thinking about in the days ahead?
These are issues that we're going to have to wrestle with in Congress. But again, I just want to stay focused now on our community and the families, again, who were affected. And those issues we're going to have to wrestle with. But today we have to deal with our sadness and our grief and our broken heart.
Yeah. Congresswoman Brownlee, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.